Running a pet business is no walk in the park. I've been there, done that, and sure have the campfire stories to prove it. That's why Pet Boss Nation created Camp Pet Boss, where you can relax at a beautiful lake, refuel your leadership confidence with our in-person activities, and reignite your passion for the pet business of your dreams with your pet industry peers and trusted experts. Camp Pet Boss is a one-of-a-kind business retreat that mixes conference learning sessions and camp-like activities for pet professionals and their dogs. When was the last time that you got away from your business, unplugged from the chaos, and reconnected with your inner entrepreneurial spirit? And I hope that you heard me, that your furry best friend could be there too. Get ready for the most amazing and unique in-person adventure for pet business owners and their dogs, happening this summer in Lake Delton, Wisconsin, August 27th through the 30th of 2024. Tickets will sell out, and one building is already booked solid. So I want you to hit pause on this podcast and visit camppetboss.com right now to make sure that you have a room reserved. Your ticket price includes all food, lodging, and seminars. Need another reason to secure your ticket early? How about a massive discount of savings of $850 off your ticket? That's right, early bird pricing is happening right now, but not for much longer. And I can't wait to hang out with you at camp this summer and share all those juicy Pet Boss stories around the campfire. We've returned from Florida without a tan. We spent a whole week inside a trade show convention center. I'm laughing because when I tell my friends and family that I went to Orlando, Florida for work, they think, oh my gosh, you probably had so much fun. And I'm like, no, it was go, go, go. So I don't know about you, if you ended up attending the show or not, or did you miss it, or were you there and you felt like you still missed out? Today's episode of the Boss Your Business podcast, I'm teaming up with one of our team members, Amanda, who we're going to talk about the technology and innovation, some of the amazing and very interesting pet stats and our big takeaways. So do not miss this episode, whether you went to Global Pet Expo or not, this is a must listen to. Welcome to the Boss Your Business podcast, the show for the local pet business owner. If you have a physical building, carry inventory, have a team, or dream of having one someday, then this podcast is for you. You'll hear honest conversations from pet pros working the streets of Main Street, where dog business is big business. I'm your show host, Candace Daniolo, the founder of Pet Boss Nation and a pet business coach. I've started, scaled, and sold 3 successful pet businesses, and now help mentor thousands of pet professionals to see success faster together. I'm sharing my favorite business tips with you, mixed with the latest secrets of what's working now, especially in this challenging world. So, if you're a pet supply store, grooming salon, dog daycare, boarding facility, pet sitter, dog trainer, or really anyone covered in fur, let's get started. Welcome to the show, and I just wanted to give a quick shout out to my guest who's on with me today, Amanda Nelson of the Pet Boss team.
Thanks. Hello. For being here. Oh, I'm so happy to be here. First of all, are you rested from Global? Are you tired?
I will tell you, today's the first day I'm feeling like I have any ounce of energy, but I'm sure you can tell by my voice that I sound quite clogged.
That's a great way to put it. Quite clogged, actually. I'm glad that you're feeling better. I am so happy to be chatting today and to be talking about Global, which was so much fun. It was a marathon, though. I feel like I don't even know what day it is, really.
I'm the same way, coming back, still recuperating from our time in Orlando together. What I want to just do first is let's just remind everybody what Global Pet Expo is for those people who maybe are listening to the podcast and haven't caught earlier episodes of us talking about it, or maybe they are not a retailer, or maybe they're new to the industry. But Global Pet Expo is sponsored by APA, which is American Pet Products Association, and PETA, the Pet Industry Distributors Association. And this is their big show. It is, if not the biggest, one of the biggest pet industry trade shows. And it happens every year in Orlando, Florida, usually at the end of March, sometimes at the end of February. So you can learn more at globalpetexpo.org.
And what's always interesting to me is like when I even check into hotels or tell people that we're there for the expo, a lot of people think that, is it a consumer event? Can I attend as a pet parent? And no, this is an industry trade show where the attendees are buyers of retail products at wholesale. And so to get in, it's a little tough. You got to submit credentials and get past security in a sense with your badge. And then the people who are exhibiting on the show floor, the thousands of vendors that are there, are manufacturers of pet products or even creators of software. Or there's even people who are selling freezers there at a great deal, commercial freezers that can be customized. There's really a lot of different types of things inside on the show floor that you can use to grow your pet business, along with tons of educational seminars, almost too many, I'm going to say. I feel like it always seems great to see that big schedule, but it is very overwhelming once you get there and you feel like you're missing out because you can't catch it all. But this year there was record attendance, which was exciting to see. Record attendance, I think, from exhibitors, as well as record attendance from attendees coming to the show. And I heard that next year they're expanding. They're taking over even more of the convention show floor, which obviously for the pet industry is really great to hear. My role there is that I'm a speaker. I've been speaking at the Global Pet Expo for many years. I've been attending for over 15, but a speaker for the last at least 6. And I just love that so much. I gave 3 different presentations. One was on using AI and how it can support you in your marketing strategy. Then my next talk was on the spotlight stage and the new product showcase about reels that you can do without having to show your face. We talked a lot about B-roll. I got to tell you, Amanda, it was almost like talking about B-roll blew their minds.
It's very true. Very true. It was a great talk too. It was a great one. I hate that it was only 20 minutes. It was your shortest talk, but it was so good.
It was so fast. The AI one too. I was nervous that because when they asked me to talk about AI and I was like, I don't know who's going to be in the room as far as knowledge of AI, right? Is this early adapters who are probably like really advanced, more advanced than I am in AI, or is it people who are just wanting to learn more about it, or is it people who dabbled in AI? And it was mostly people who've been dabbling and using it. But even the one guy who was like, raised his hand, he's like, I'm the expert in the room. He was like, I learned some things too. So you never know. You never know what you're going to learn by listening to different presentations. So that was a great one. And then the last one I did was about customer retention. That one, I feel like when we talk about customer journey, that's my sweet spot there. But all those talks, we got them done. We knocked them out. There are slides and we hosted a live Q&A encore webinar with anyone who attended those presentations, as well as an opportunity for our Pet Boss Club members and people on our list who missed out on going to Global. We hosted that already and I've loaded the replay on the page where you guys can get the slides as well. Our listeners here to the podcast can get the slides and watch that replay of the Q&A if you'd like to, because the sessions were not recorded. You had to be there in person. But if you want to access those, just go check out the show notes here at petboss.com/episode124 and you can get those. All in all, this show was big and amazing and lots of opportunities to connect and network and grow your business. And for you, Amanda, you came as our social media support team there. Talk more about your role at Pet Boss Nation and what your role was at the show.
Ooh, okay. So first and foremost, I came to, like you said, help with social media, get all that incredible B-roll that we are going to be sharing over the next couple of weeks. If you were following along with us while we were there live, you got to see all the behind the scenes, but don't worry, we will be sharing more of that content, like I said, over the next couple of weeks. But my job was to be Candace's shadow in the best possible way. I got to tag along to all the talks. I will also say I work with you, Candace, and I was there for the talks. And I was also like, I need to get my hands on these slides. This is some really good content. So I really do encourage everybody to grab those. But from a broader sense, my role at Pet Boss Nation is to be the community support. I am that person that is in both our free Facebook group, but also our club group. And I am the cheerleader for you guys. I'm the one that helps to share resources that you may have forgotten or in our portal, or just to basically be there as a support person for you. And then I also work to create all of the content that helps go out on our social media. So Needless to say, going to Global for my very first time and getting to meet all of the Pet Boss Club members that I feel are long lost friends from afar was so incredible. And I know we're going to get into it, but we had a club member meetup and it was so much fun. I had people coming and hugging me and they're like, oh, you're the Amanda. And I'm like, yes, I'm the Amanda that's in the comments. Yeah, it was a really great experience. I'm so happy that we're having this conversation about just overall how it went, but also how we got to see some of our club members.
Yeah. Yeah. And that's what's so great about these in-person events is that it's an opportunity to meet in person, meet your virtual friends in real life. And yeah, the B-roll and all the posts you were doing on our social media, I was blown away at your ability to capture and post and engage. I was really, really impressed with the work that you were doing. And so was everybody else. I mean, I was walking around everyone that I know that I've known for a long, long time because I'm basically ancient now in the pet industry. I'm over the 20-year mark, but a lot of us were talking about that have been at these shows a long time. But anyway, they'd come up to me and they'd like whisper and lean in my ear and they're literally like, how are you doing this? You're like everywhere. How are you finding time to post on social media? And I would turn around and just wave my hand and gesture towards the amazing Amanda. And I envisioned like light beams coming out of your body, being like, this is my golden, I don't know, my magical stick or something, making this all happen. And I bring this up and acknowledge it, Amanda, because I know that we have listeners who want to up their social media game and they're looking at their competitors or they're looking at what other brands do, or they're looking at influencers who do this for a living. And they're like, why do they have that? And I don't. And I want you guys to know that if you look at Pet Boss Nation's social media and you're like, gosh, how does Candace do all of this? But I just can't figure it out. It is not just me, everybody. It is a team of people. I have invested in marketing team members and help. And that's how it all comes to life. It's very hard to do this alone. Yeah, 100%.
Yeah, it is hard to do it alone. Anytime that someone says, what should I invest in my business? I think to myself, of course, I work in marketing. So I'm always like, ooh, you should really think about investing in a social media person. I was actually looking at our stats from last week. We gained over 100 followers on our Instagram.
Oh, cool.
And yeah, we added about 75 new people to our free Facebook group. And that was just because we were active. We were talking about things in real time. So it does pay off. And thank you so much for saying that. I love it's an easy job when you love it and the company's awesome. So I can't complain. Yeah.
Love it. Awesome. Okay. So this was your first show. It was great to be able to meet there in person as well. And so for anybody who has virtual team members, plan something, whether you invite them to a trade show, which is what we've done here. Amanda and I, we've been already working together for a long time. We have met through Zoom and this was our first opportunity to meet in person. So I'm a hugger. I loved giving that big hug to you.
Yeah. And of course, the first thing you said was, oh, you're like the exact same height I thought you'd be. We talked about that. I was like, because sometimes when you talk to someone over Zoom, you're like, am I going to meet them and they're going to be shorter or taller than I thought? Oh, yeah. And that was the first thing. You're like, oh, you're exactly the size I thought you'd be.
Which is so random and probably inappropriate to say.
No, but not at all. I thought the same thing. You just never know. But have a virtual team member, as someone who does work virtual, it's worth the investment, I find, just from the community building. And I feel like I know you so much more. This was our very first time meeting and it was so great to get to connect with you. And I feel like I know you so much more on a nuanced level as you get to know someone in person. And listen, we spent a lot of time together. I was like, do you need a break from me? It's a lot.
We did spend a lot. And I know the rest of our team members who've been there before were like, Amanda, you might need like a vacation from this. It's a lot. And then I think about it. And as the days went on, I was like, I thought to myself, literally, as I looked at you silently, I was thinking, I wonder if she's wondering, what the hell did I get myself into? Like, what? Or just want to go home. That's why, like, that Friday morning after our mastermind breakfast, I was like, you don't have to come back. It's okay. Like, you can go home early.
I very much so appreciated that. But when you came up and said that, I was like, okay, yeah, that sounds good. But it wasn't too much. It was a lot. I almost wish we had one more day at the conference overall. And I heard other people say that too, like they didn't feel like they got to see a tenth of the things that were there. But yeah, it was great for team building. I'm so glad. And I do encourage anybody, if you have a virtual team and you can do it, if you can, because it is worth it.
Yeah. So this was your first time and you're brand new to the pet industry as well. Tell us what the whole experience was like for you attending this show.
Okay, so I'm a pet mom. I'm a dog mom. I have two dogs. And first and foremost, I was obsessed with all of the dogs that were there. As someone who has never worked in the pet industry before outside of Pet Boss Nation, I went in thinking I have absolutely no idea what to expect. I knew there were going to be a lot of vendors. I knew there were going to be a lot of people there selling things. I didn't realize just like the scale of it until I was actually on the show floor walking to meet you two first of all, it was the very first morning, and trying to navigate, which by the way, whoever did the app for Global Pet Expo did an amazing job, because I used that map on the app so much and it was so intuitive. It showed you like your little dot on the map so you could show where to walk, because it's like the size of 3 super Walmarts, if not bigger. It was huge. So that really blew my mind. I was very impressed with the speakers overall. Of course, you did an amazing job, but we also sat in on other speakers. And as someone who doesn't have, say, like a retail space or a service-based business that is in the pet industry, I still found so many things that were useful for me to know. And just, I felt like a sponge trying to absorb all the information. And I loved learning about like consumer behavior. I know we're going to talk about this, but I love learning about consumer behaviors and just about trends in the industry overall. And I did think it was funny because a lot of the things I was like, ooh, look at that. That's cool. You were like, yeah, that's been here for about 5 years. And I'm like, oh, okay. I had no idea. Things that I just thought were unique and original. You were like, yeah, I think they basically repackaged it to look different, but it's still neat. But yeah, we were talking about this earlier about how I was like taking video of every single dog. And you were like, yeah, dogs.
Hey, okay. You touched on two things here I want to backtrack on. So,
okay, yeah.
First and foremost, yes, you're right. There were things, I don't want to say I'm just jaded. I've been here a long time now. And so when we were walking to the new product showcase, it was like, wow, you were like, wow, this is amazing. And I was like, yeah, we've seen that. It's been done before, we packaged. But I actually am so glad we're talking about this, because you're a consumer, you're a dog mom, you're a pet parent, you're the customer of all the people listening to this podcast. And things were very new and very exciting to you, which means that either there is too much of the same stuff on the marketplace, right? That maybe a lot of us tend to buy and trust and kind of keep stocking or sharing, but there's also so much opportunity to still bring in really new and cool things that for us who've been doing this a long time might feel that's been done before, but to our customers, it's still brand new. So that's really cool. Second, I will tell you guys, there were a lot of cute dogs. So I don't know how many times I kept walking and started talking and then realized Amanda was not next to me. And I had to turn around and be like, I lost her. And where would she be? Oh, like bending down on the ground, filming a dog. And I was like, oh, there she is. And it's not that I don't love dogs. I do. But yeah, I'm having gone again through this experience with you, I was very much, oh, look at this cute dog. And I would stop or maybe pet the dogs. But you were like so into the dogs.
I was so into the dogs. I also went into it like anytime that happened, I was like, oh, I'm going to do a recap of all the dogs of Global. That's why I'm stopping. Wink, wink. Yeah. Wink, wink, okay. Yeah. But there are dogs wearing sunglasses. There are dogs wearing hats. There's no way.
Bright pink poodles, Barbie pink poodles.
So cute. It was fun. It was really fun.
So one of the other things that I would just want to celebrate is that one of our Pet Boss Club members won a big award. Yes, Lizzie and Rocco's Natural Pet Market in Columbia, Missouri won Best Overall Retailer with 2 to 5 locations in the 12th Annual Retailer Excellence Awards that happen all the time. So congratulations to Jessica Schuessler. We are so proud of you.
Amazing.
You are killing it with your businesses. Congratulations. And Jessica actually just purchased a cat cafe, which the cats are going to be a topic we're going to discuss too. But I acknowledge that here because Jessica's seeing that trend and she jumped on it and acquired a cat cafe in her town to expand on their empire. Cool. Congrats. So we kicked off day one of the actual trade show on Wednesday with our Pet Boss Club meetup. And it was really open to anybody that's in our community. And it was so nice to see so many faces and people who are part of our Pet Boss Club. We gave away some cool hats and some fanny packs, as well as Benabone, who was the sponsor of that coffee area and bar area. They were letting us use that space for this meetup, and they gave us some Benabone product as well to hand out, and we're there. And so just thank you so much to Benabone for letting us do that, as well as Appa. app gave us vouchers to get coffee and lattes and cappuccinos and all the great drinks from the barista. So thank you very much for letting us do that. At that meetup, I had an opportunity just to share how thankful I am for our community and how 7 years ago, I had no idea that we'd be here at this place, right? Helping hundreds of people in our programs, impacting thousands of people in the industry, having a podcast like this that's globally ranked. I just never really even knew what was possible until we've been walking the walk and pushing through all our challenges to get here. And one of the challenges was that the industry as a whole really felt like, hey, yeah, good luck helping these independent business owners. We've all tried. And I think that kind of a key thing that's made us different for Pet Boss Nation was that I was one of them, right? I'm one of you. I used to own pet businesses and I understand what you face. And so I just reiterated that and reminded them now that where we're at as a company is that we've grown to these new heights and have all these amazing new relationships, that there's this respect and opportunity for us and me to be the voice for you, to connect your concerns and challenges more into the associations and to the different presidents and directors of the different of the brands and the groups. And I just encourage you to communicate with us, like what you're going through, what you're facing, so that we can continue to support you. And who knows where the next 7 years will go.
It's very true. You did mention, you were like, I think we were at one of the parties and you were like, it's crazy to look and see and think back to where Pet Boss Nation has started and where it is now. And it's, you're like, it's been, you were just reminiscing with me a little bit. And it is so exciting to really think about where it's been and where it's headed. And yeah, who knows what the future holds.
Then we had a team dinner too, which was a lot of fun. We went to the Cuba Libre. And then on Friday morning, we got our mastermind together to have breakfast, to treat them to breakfast. And Amanda, I got to say, how adorable was our waiter? He was so sweet.
Oh my gosh. We had the best waiter. I literally came home and told my husband about him. I was like, look at this picture I took of him. We'll have to post a picture of him.
Oh, that's right.
He was like, give me a Pet Boss Nation hat. I want to take a picture too. So we have a great picture of him. He was a ham. He had us laughing.
He did. And it was like, I had asked if they, I was like, can we get Bloody Marys or mimosas? And he's like, yes. And then he basically forced us all to get them, which
yes,
was totally
he did.
Fine. And then he brought them out with on this big platter or a big tray he brought out, and they were all had all the fruit and all the different things on them. And it was just like, just such great presentation. But yeah, he was having fun with us all. And then at the end, yeah, he was like, I want some swag. That's right. And then the other waitress was like, I want some too.
Yep. They were a great crowd and the food was so good. Fun. Oh my gosh.
So it's great to see everybody end on that note with our clients before we all headed home. But before the trade show even kicked off, you and I decided to attend the Pet Summit, which the Pet Summit was a paid ticket of other seminars that were happening at the trade show. And it kicked off on their day one, which was the day before the trade show floor opened. And they had a keynote presentation for the lunchtime. And it was with Dave Bolin, who's the former president and CEO of Pet Supplies Plus. He was also EVP and CMO of Petco, along with many other brands and companies and boards that he's been part of. He's like pet industry legend. And he came and he presented the official APA Total U.S. Pet Expenditure Annual Study that came out, and it summarized all of 2023 results of consumer spending on pet-related products and services in the United States, and then categorized, like thinking about what does 2024 look like. And he talked about a lot of challenges we're facing, things for us to think about. And it's wild that both you and I think feel like this was a highlight of the whole conference. And I just really wished more people could have heard this presentation.
Yeah, it was so good. I didn't really have any expectations. This was the very first thing that we went to when we got there. So I didn't really know what to expect. And I just found myself taking pictures of every single slide, even though I knew I could get my hands on the slides later. I was like, this is such great information. So I'm so glad we're talking about it, because he gave so many wonderful insights that I think people are going to find exciting and encouraging, and also just really educational, really good to know information, just basically
almost like thought-provoking. To me, it was very thought-provoking, because I feel like he came from a perspective of, I've worked at all these giant big boxes and I've helped these, and he's still on boards of a lot of big organizations, very large organizations. But he, I think, came from a place of, hey, pet industry, like we all have to wake up because we've gone through this huge boom over the last 5 years, and it's not looking good right now. It's trending down in the immediate. It will continue to go up, I'm sure, and rise, but not without us as an entire industry taking action. And it almost was, are you ready to step up to the plate and do what's needed to happen?
So yeah.
Like the takeaway I got from it, but it really, he obviously touched on the humanization of pets, which you and I had talked about. Of like, I've heard that for a long time in the industry. I know that's been happening, but for you coming in as a newbie to the industry, maybe you're like, oh, I hadn't really like thought of that as a marketing strategy from a business owner perspective.
Yeah, absolutely. And as someone who does treat her dogs like my children, I was like, it was the way he phrased it, the humanization of it all. I was like, I've never heard it even be put that way before. But when you really start paying attention, a lot of the things on the show floor were catering to that humanization factor. And it's just based off of the lifestyles of the people around me in my personal life. I'm like, oh yeah, he's totally right. That yeah. humanization factor is a key part of what's been going on the last couple of years.
Right. And I think the reason I feel like I've heard it a long time, it started with the product selection and services that people utilize. But now it's continuing to follow human trends. And one of the things you highlighted was just like on pet insurance and really how such a small population of pet owners actually have pet insurance. But because of the rising costs of everything, that more pet parents are looking at insurance solutions, or that might be another area of growth, or technology, like more again, tapping into what are other parts of the humanization of pets, not just feeding them better and giving them comfier beds and letting them sleep on the couch and in your bed. It's not necessarily that piece anymore. It's their longevity, their care, their people's ability to find places to live that allow pets, or how can I afford to care for my pet now that I'm, you know, going back into the workforce and not at home anymore? So lots of different challenges facing the humanization of pets, which spun then to the price, right? The prices, a lot of consumers obviously are driven by price, and it's only continuing that way because of the boom in inflation, but that they still, what's actually the results are showing is that people are picking convenience over price. Maybe all the prices of everything have gone up. For my cost of living, prices have gone up. My pets' prices have gone up. So maybe I have to watch my spending and make different decisions about what I purchase or how I spend my money. Yet then on the flip side, I'm willing to pay premium prices for DoorDash to get things delivered to me or shipping online. It's wild.
Yeah, it almost sounds counterintuitive, but I guess it makes sense when you think about we're all working really hard. So it's I'm willing to pay for more just to have it be easier on myself. Like if I can pay for someone to bring me something so I don't have to leave my house, I'm going to do it. I'm going to do it.
In 2023, the pet industry spending hit $147 billion, which was up almost, I think, $50 billion in the last 5 years. That is massive growth. It was funny. He was like, everybody give yourself a round of applause. Yay, amazing pet industry. Wow. It was like very few other industries saw that kind of growth. And it's wild. It hit the chart that he had on the slide of the trends of pets ownership spending going up and up. It was a gradual incline. We've seen a steep incline. And then it was like, poof, the cliffs of Moher in Ireland, right? It was just like, it shot up. And then, which is amazing. However, $30 billion of the $50 billion was they can attribute to COVID and to inflation. It wasn't really us as business owners selling more stuff or really actively doing things that weren't a reaction to the marketplace and what was happening in life. It was just handed to us, this sales growth. And now, since that is starting to decline that because of inflation, and we aren't going to see that kind of continued growth of that big boom that we did see these last 5 years, we have to be more strategic about how we look at our business. And he played a video from Top Gun, right? From the recent Top Gun.
Yeah. Kind of about, I forgot like, about this.
At first we were like, why is he playing this Top Gun video? But then at the very end, it was basically that Maverick gets up there and he's, this is your playbook, right? This is, you've learned everything. You've read everything. about this book backwards and forwards about how this plane operates. And they're all like proud of themselves that, yes, they know that. And he basically throws it in the garbage can. And he's, this is out the window, because when you're in the air and you're fighting, it's, you know, you have to go with a lot of other gut instincts. You got to think differently than what your head knows about this book. And I think it's just, yeah, we can all be book smart. We can have the skills, but we have to try different things. We have to adapt and pivot to really stay successful. Okay. So in that staying successful, we have to really be aware of what is happening though, right? What's happening in the world, in the US, what's happening for pet parents. And I think shocking, he shared the stat that 70% of Americans are living paycheck to paycheck, which I guess I'm not surprised by, but 70% seemed like a lot, seems excessive and is really unfortunate. And that 70% also have less than $2,000 in a savings account. And I've been there. It happens. And obviously it's the majority of our customers. It might be even the majority of our listeners. It might be the majority of your employees feel that way. And so there's a lot of stress and strain, and credit card debt is the highest it's ever been in recent history at $1.3 trillion. So he brought this up because we have to be aware of that as business owners, and how we as in our businesses can not necessarily combat this, but help aid in options to these pet parents for more affordable ways to care for their pets. So even if you see yourself as a high-end boutique retailer or high-end service provider, are there more affordable lines of products you could bring in to complement and support this transition period for your customer and consumer, or different services you can offer? Because I think based on the amount of money that the average person makes, we as an industry have to look at, can my customers afford to feed their pets on, not even feed, I think it was feed and care for, on $20 a week, which is about impossible when a dog walk visit is more than $20 for one day. So how can we help do what we can as an industry to make owning pets more affordable?
Yeah, I thought that was very insightful and really something to keep in mind. And I thought something too that you had brought up to me was about how important it is now more so than ever to really make people feel valued when they shop with you. And it's not just, it is giving them a great deal or trying to find things that are at a good price for them, but also it's about making them feel valued and appreciated when they do shop with you, because money is tight. And I thought that was such a great point that you had said about that, and just about making sure that your people that do shop with you feel valued, and how you can do that in your business and what that looks like, because money is tight for 70% of Americans. That's a lot. And we're going into a year with a lot of things going on in the world.
Election years are usually, or even usually years that people don't spend as much.
Yep. So I think it's a good thing to keep in mind about keeping prices reasonable where you can, and also making sure that when people do spend with you, that they feel valued and appreciated. That's the difference between a small business and a bigger business.
Mm-hmm. He mentioned some of the threats about premium business, premium brands picking up at mass retailers, which we've seen that over the recent years, and it's only going to continue to heighten. Private labeling will continue to be popular, because when you can private label something, you're not using that big brand name. And so the pricing can usually be a little bit less, which consumers will love. And he touched on something that has really been a threat, is this global marketplace, the global trade. We saw it with Super Bowl with Temu. Is it Temu? Am I pronouncing it right?
I've always said Temu, but I'm from the South, so I don't know. I think it's Temu.
But they had 5 or 6 Super Bowl commercials. And here this is a company from another country that is going to capture American spending dollars. And that money is going into their country, and it's not staying in our country to benefit us here. And so it's wild to think that, and I think even Amazon is afraid of them and the market share that they're taking. But it's not just that brand, it's lots of other companies and websites that you can buy online where it's cheap and it's fast, and it's this massive global marketplace. I can't believe the speed that you can get things now from when they're made on the other side of the world to get to me in the Midwest. It's amazing how quickly it can happen. And so consumers shop that way, right? They're shopping from their mobile devices. They don't even think about where it's coming from. They just want that product. And so the global marketplace is really a huge competitor for every American business, not just a big or small business. So in that this market share is massive as we wrap up Dave's piece here. And it's crazy because we have so much more we want to talk to you about. I'm almost wondering if there needs to be part two.
I know.
I'm realizing I'm looking at the time right now and I'm like, oh my gosh, we have a Pet Boss Club 90 days planning session we have to get to. And we still have so many trends that we want to share with you. So I think we are going to have to record a part two of this episode. But first, I just want to end on one of the things that was the key takeaway, I feel like, that Dave shared, was that how can we as an industry help accelerate responsible pet ownership? Because what he sees, and I think we probably have all seen this, is he sees brands just taking market share from each other, right? This brand is better than this brand because of X, Y, and Z, or they're trying to really just talk about why their brand is amazing, not talk about why the benefits of pet ownership and why people should have a pet. So there is a resource at least out there for all of us, and that's HABRI, the Human Animal Bond Research Institute. They have all the stats and the support and even some marketing collateral that we can all use as an industry to help raise awareness about the health benefits of pet ownership. So there's a whole article that you guys can dive into. You go to HABRI.org, HABRI.org. We can link to it in our show notes as well. And you can find those again at petboss.com/episode124. Okay. What I love about podcasts is that it gives us a chance. It gives us a creative outlet to talk, to share, to tell stories. And sometimes that means that we just talk too long.
I was wondering where you were going with that. Yes,
we just talked too long. So what we're going to have to do is break this podcast into two episodes, because Amanda and I have already prepped some awesome takeaways and things that we want you to know still about the Global Pet Expo experience that you can implement into your business right away. Stay tuned for part two of our Global Pet Expo 2024 takeaways. Amanda, thank you for being here with me today.
Yeah, I was super happy to be here. I can't wait for part two.
All right. We're going to have to record it later because we've got stuff to go do.
We've
got clients to go help. All right. Have a great day in your business, everybody. We'll talk to you soon.
See ya.
Thank you for tuning in to the Boss Your Business podcast by Pet Boss Nation, your go-to resource for pet business owners and pet industry professionals. If you found value in today's episode, please take a moment to subscribe to the podcast on your favorite platform like Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Podcasts, and so many others. Your subscription, which is totally free, to this podcast ensures that you never miss an episode packed with insights and tips and stories and strategies to help your pet business grow. And I would really, really appreciate it if you could leave us a review and rate the podcast, because your feedback means a lot to what you love most about the show, and it helps others in the pet industry discover this resource. And if you know somebody who could benefit from the information that we share here, don't keep it a secret. Please consider sharing it with them. We're better together, and we can help build a thriving community of pet business owners and professionals in so many local communities. And if you want more, including links to the show notes or exclusive freebies and content that we provide, then make sure you visit petboss.com. That's where we have all kinds of goodies for you to grow your pet business. And hang out with us on social too. Find us on Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, all by visiting Pet Boss Nation. Once again, thanks so much for being part of our Pet Boss community. And until next time, keep bossing your business.